I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You, where every time we're on here, we talk about all kinds of things real estate. We bring on all kinds of guests, and today is the same. We're going to have a guy on, but this is the thing that's different. This guy is actually coming to us from Florida, which makes me a little jealous because right now our temperatures, you know, are starting to be in the 30s, and he's probably down there in the 80s. So, but we got a young guy here. He's doing all kinds of stuff. His name is Victor. And Victor, I'm going to just say hello first, and then I'll tell your bio a little bit. How's that?
Sounds good. Yeah, I appreciate you having me, by the way.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining me all the way from Florida. So seriously, before we get into this, what's your weather like right now?
If I'm looking out the window, it's a little bit cloudy. It's probably in the 50s or 60s, so it's not that cold.
Whoa.
That's why I'm wearing a jacket. You know, it's not that cold. Yeah.
That's amazing. I thought for sure it'd be a little bit warmer than that. So you're from Gainesville, Florida, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to just do your bio real quick. And I'm going to say you did 20 flips last year. And the goal was to do 30 flips for this year in 2021. Your right. best flip, it says, was 64,000 net profit in one deal. You almost backed out of that deal, it says. And flips are the type of properties, including single family residences, townhouses, condos, and mobile homes. You're doing all these different things. How in the world, at the ripe old age of 27, did you get into doing flips?
Yeah, no. So I was always interested in real estate. And it was one of those things where real estate was always like, I eventually want to do it. And always in my mind is like, I'm going to do X and then I'll do Y, which is real estate. So let me do step one. And then step two is always real estate. And then one day I was kind of fed up with the corporate job, fed up with all that stuff. And I was like, let me just do real estate, which is what I want to do. And just, you know, just jumped into it. And then I started wholesaling. Then I started getting to like the fix and flip and just fell in love with the fix and flips. That's what I've been doing here recently. And
I enjoy it. So you're buying properties at a certain price, obviously. The fix and flip, so we can let people know what that is that you're buying these properties at a good price, I would think. You're doing some cosmetics or maybe some major stuff. I don't even know. Do you get into some pretty serious fixing up?
It depends on the property. It's all about the numbers, honestly. So if the numbers fit, even if it's major, then I'll do it. I've done, just as mentioned, like I do a mobile home, like anything I can flip, I'll flip. It's just buying low, selling high. That's pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah. And you know, and I've heard that so many times, Victor, that's interesting. You say it. They always say that the money to be made in flipping or investing in real estate is actually when you buy it, not when you sell it.
Yes.
Because you got to get it at the right price, because the reality is, you know what it's going to sell for when it's done. You kind of know, cause you're watching the market, you know what's going on. But if you don't buy it at the right price, there's no money to be made.
Exactly. That's the biggest thing. Like I've bought a property, I've made every mistake in the book, and I still sell it and I make a profit. You know, maybe it takes longer than I want. I go over budget. I sell it for less than I wanted to. But if I bought it right, then I'm still profitable, which is great. So the tricky thing, and if I can, you know, mention for your listeners,
absolutely,
like if you have any superpower when it comes to real estate, it's like, you know, finding good deals, finding good properties at the, you know, at a great price.
Yeah, exactly. And so you've been doing this for how long now?
So I've been full-time for about 3 years.
So you're full-time flipping houses.
Yeah, right now.
And do you have your real estate license?
I don't.
No. You don't. Have you thought about it?
I've thought about it. How I typically like buy the properties, I typically buy them off market. So just me going directly to the seller. So no need for a realtor there.
Hey, watch what you say about realtors now.
Real estate agent, yeah.
Don't say anything bad about realtors, because I've been doing this for 30 years. You got to be nice to us, okay?
Fair. So there's that. So when I'm buying, I just go directly to the seller.
Gotcha.
So there's no need for that agent. And then when I sell it, I do like a flat fee listing, like a direct MLS listing for like, you know, $100, $200. So I work with agents in terms like buy side agents,
sure,
bring me a buyer and I pay them. And I've thought about that recently, like, you know, there is value. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, of course.
There is value to being a real estate agent and a flipper. But I don't see it as like, hey, step one, become a real estate agent. Step two, blank. Step three, step four, you know, start flipping. You know, it can help. It can, I'd see it as more like a neutral step.
I got you. I totally get that. Yeah. And I just thought it was, it's just funny because a lot of times you'll find that realtors are the ones that are doing flipping. It's just interesting that, you know, but there's not to say that you don't have to, you don't have to be a realtor. You can do all this on your own. It's fine. So I got a question for you. The one here, you said you netted $64,000. Okay. That's a lot of money in one property, one flip. And then also the part that really was interesting is that you almost backed out of it. Can you tell me that story? Like, cause that's a pretty interesting one.
Yeah. So this one came from a wholesaler. I haven't worked with this person before. And just so everyone knows, like a wholesaler is one, basically they find a deal, they put it under contract and they sell you the contract essentially. And that's basically what happened here. So the wholesaler I haven't worked with got a hold of me and she was saying like, you know, I've done flips in the past. I just don't want to flip this one. So I want to sell it to you. I'm like, okay, great. I saw the place, came to a price. Basically what happened was up front, the realtor like knew, or the wholesaler knew the family for some time. And she was saying like, she was promising them like, hey, when we're going to sell this, you're going to walk away with 20,000. Like that's going to be after all expenses, after your mortgage, it's going to be 20,000. And we did and went through title and found out quickly, like the payoff for the mortgage was going to be much higher than expected. So they're going to have to actually come to the table with like $5,000, $10,000.
Oh, wow.
The wholesaler kind of threw a fit, got angry at us, which didn't make sense because it was basically just an error in the payoff, said all these things. So we almost backed out of the deal then because like we have enough going on. We don't have to deal with this wholesaler, deal with all these issues. Like, okay, cool. We decided like, hey, it's a good enough deal. There's potential here. Let's just move forward with it. So eventually got everything, you know, resolved there, move forward with it, close, great, got into the property. And there was initially we knew that there's going to be a small mold issue, but it was worse when we got in there than we expected.
Mold, the bad four little word.
that's what our thoughts were. So we're like, okay, this is more serious. Let's get a full on mold remediation company in here. The first quote came in at like $23,000, $23,000. And we were at that point, we had other projects like, what if we just not deal with this? The neighbor across the street was a mold remediation guy, and he was actually trying to buy the property the same time as us. So we, asked him like, "Hey, we'll just sell it to you at break even what we got it for. You know, would you be interested?" And luckily, he said no. Like, no, I'm not interested. He changed his mind because he wanted it before. But changed his mind. Yeah. So that worked out. So we got another quote. Third quote came in like $7,000-$8,000. I was like, okay, cool. Got that done. Finished up the rest of the property. And then, yeah, we made a 64K net, which is awesome.
Unbelievable. That's a lot.
It's a good amount, especially on one transaction. It just allows you to do a lot more. So that was really exciting. And again, we almost didn't do it. We almost were happy to walk away and break even.
Yeah. And actually, you know, it's a major lesson, right? To know that, hey, you know, sometimes it looks like it's going to be a bad thing, but it can work out. You know, that's great. So what advice would you give if I was just going to start flipping houses? You know, what's the thing that you definitely learned through doing these now and you say, man, just don't do this or do this or whatever?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing, just extract as much from that last story, like stick to your numbers.
Yeah.
Like even with, we kind of panicked, so to speak, with the mold stuff. Yeah. Like even with the 23K mold stuff, like we still would have made like 40K. Like that's still a really good deal. But you just kind of panic in the moment, you know? So I would just say like always stick to your numbers and like always stick to your process.
That's great.
Like you lay out a process ahead of time, like make sure you stick to it.
Don't let the emotions get involved, right?
Yes.
I hear that a lot that people, you know, that I used to do some investing. I actually owned a lot of properties and then I rented them. Right. I never did the flip thing too well. I did the flip thing one time years ago, didn't go so well. So I decided that's not for me. So then I did a lot of rentals. But one of the things that I've seen people do is let emotions get involved or the thing that you have, that you're one of those that has to win. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Having to win is not a good trait because you have to be able to back away and go, hey, I didn't get it. But some people look at that as losing. You know what I mean? If you have that as a personality. So it's a little scary.
Actually, I have another story on that one, like having to win now that you bring it up. There was a deal. So I reached out to a guy. He's going through a divorce and he's like, I just want to sell this property. It was one of his, like he had like three other investment properties, but basically they're divvying up everything with a divorce. He's like, I don't want to deal with her. I don't want to deal with the place. I just want to sell it. So we went back and forth, eventually got the deal. And on the day of closing, like 2 hours before, he was behind on taxes and he was saying, you have to pay off my taxes. And it was like $1,700. You have to pay off my taxes. or else I'm not going to sign it. I'm not going to drive. I'm about to hop in my car. Let me know if, you know, if you're not willing to pay it, like kind of last minute negotiation, like last minute, pay this extra $1,700 because I don't want to pay it.
Yep.
At first we're like, you know, based on principle, we're not going to do this deal.
Right,
you know,
right.
You don't do that. That's, you know, that's bad form. That's bad negotiating in bad faith. We eventually took a step back and we actually ended up doing it. We ended up paying it. And that deal, I think, netted us like $35,000.
Yeah.
So we could have stuck our ground on principle and, you know, made zero, or we could have made $35,000. And that's just like you're saying, like, we could have been the winners. Like, oh, we won it. We showed him. And,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know, that sort of thing, but we just create a win-win, I would say.
You know, oh, absolutely. And that's one of those things where people get their, they get up on their high horse about, oh, well, I'm not backing down to that guy. He's taking advantage of me. Well, if you lost $32,000 over $1,700, who took advantage of who? You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you took advantage mm-hmm. of yourself because you weren't smart enough to, or not smart enough, but you couldn't give in. Just give in sometimes.
Yeah.
If it makes sense for money, then do it. You're doing this to make money, right? That's the whole idea.
Exactly. Yes. So I had a mentor who told me a great phrase, and I always think of it when it comes to stuff like this. Like, do you want the ego or do you want the money?
Oh, so good.
So you gotta pick one. So in that case, we chose the money, and you know, I'd rather have that, honestly.
You know, that's a really good one. I love that. And it was in anything in life, I think ego can really, really get you in trouble. You have to sometimes just be backing off your ego and do, you know, do what's right or do what's going to make you money in new situations. So I got some other things here I was thinking about, and you have early success in life here. Where's this going to go? What's your trajectory? Like, what do you think? I mean, what's your goals?
Yeah. As mentioned before, so it used to be like, let me do this thing. Let me do real estate. Like, now I'm just happy with real estate. So it's not, there's no new thing after this. It's not like, hey, I want to quit real estate and start like a, you know, open a bar. Mm-hmm. I want, you know, nothing like that. It's like, I just want to do this. And basically the goal is like more deals, better deals, bigger deals is essentially it.
Cool.
I think the other thing is my growth has been a lot of partners, and I want to slowly start to do my own deals. There's nothing wrong with partners, but there's also lots of benefits to doing your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more, you know, just do more of the same, is it? And then recently, I think I mentioned this to you before we hopped on here. I'm just doing more rentals, long-term rentals, more cash flow.
Yeah.
So that's really nice just to have that coming in. With the flips, it's great because it's kind of feast and famine at the same time. You get a big check, you know, and then it's like, okay, cool. That's awesome. But then you have to live off that check.
And you're only as good as the last one.
Exactly.
Seriously.
With the rentals, like, that's forever.
It's passive.
Gets better.
It's passive. Time. Passive income is wonderful because you basically just, you manage the property and it brings in money. And the way I always look at it is they're basically the renters are paying your mortgage payment and paying your savings account for the future. You know, so it's definitely a win-win for you. And well, it's win for them. They need a house to live in too. So it's win for everybody. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So one of the other questions that you had on your thing was, what do you think the housing market's going to go? I had another guest on earlier today. It was a mortgage person. And, you know, we're all trying to predict 2022. You know, that's the big thing at the end of any year. We're all trying to predict what's the next year going to be? Interest rates, you know, is there going to still be a housing shortage and things like that? What's your opinion? You're in the market. What do you think 2022 going to be like?
I think it's going to be a little more of the same, but probably cooling down. As we've kind of seen, I see that it's kind of peaked in like May or June of this year, whereas it was the hottest it ever was. Mm-hmm. And now it's just kind of slowing down.
Yeah.
And now there's a little more listings, you know, the interest rates are a little bit higher.
Yeah.
So that's what I kind of see. I just look at it, supply and demand. Yep. Supply being like inventory of houses on the market. Demand typically just comes down to like interest rates and that sort of thing. So I think there is going to be like an interest rate hike in 2022. That's probably going to be mid to late 2022. And I don't know if they're just going to raise it once or if they're going to raise it a couple times. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I think it's just going to cool down. And again, tying to what I said earlier, basically when you're flipping or when you're doing what I'm doing, it's all you're doing is buying low and selling high.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I can just follow that same pattern, even if it's a little bit cooler market, then that's good. And it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice with this crazy market. It's been really hectic and we've been doing a lot of deals, and it's hard to get contractors. It's hard to get deals. Albeit on the end, when you sell the property, like, you get multiple offers if you get a good deal, or, you know, it sells super quick, which is nice. But it just been, it feels like a little bit too hot, you know,
Yeah. It's not a sustainable market. It's not a sustainable market, and that's, you know, just from being in this for a while, and you've learned a lot in a very short period of time, what you're saying. But you're right, it's not sustainable. It we can't keep appreciating homes at 11% a year, which is what we did here. Just can't. It prices itself out of the market. So, but what's interesting about the flip thing, and I've seen this with friends that do it, is you can make money in any market, because there's always somebody that needs to get out and needs to get out either quick or needs to sell because they just they can't live there anymore. And you can buy it at a good price very quickly and fix it up and turn it, you know, spin it. So it's I think you can be successful in any market. I'm just going to see what I'm trying to think if there's anything else here that we want to cover. We're actually almost in 15 minutes into the show already, which is great. Mm-hmm. I think you should definitely show what's behind your head there, because I asked before we went live. It says six-figure house flipper. I love that. So that's what do you – real quick before we end the show here, what do you do in your time when you're time off? Like, what do you like to do for fun?
For fun, I guess used to travel a lot, but that's, you know, that's kind of curtailed.
Yeah, I saw that. You're like 38 different countries or something like that?
I've been to 38 countries, yeah, and just these last 2 years have been slow, obviously, because of
COVID,
certain world events. But
yeah, there's a thing called COVID.
And watch movies. And
oh, cool!
I'm really close to the beach. I'm an hour and a half to the beach,
nice.
To east, and an hour and a half west.
Oh, good.
So I need to be, you know, I need to start doing that more. But that's been a lot of fun too.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, man. Good information. Keep on flipping, keep on doing what you're doing. I think it's awesome. Maybe we'll have you back on here again sometime and see how 2022 is treating you, actually, maybe later on next year. How's that?
Yeah, for sure. I'm into it. And yeah, appreciate you, you know, sharing, and appreciate you having me on here.
No worries at all. All right, man. Have a good one. Take care.
See ya.
All right, there you have it. That was a good show. We got a guy here from, Victor from Gainesville. Telling us all about the flips and everything going on, and that was just awesome. So we'll see you next week. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.